time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. And if you'd like to talk to us, 410-922-6680. This is a live radio call-in show. 410-922-6680. I wanted to talk to you about moving. So many calls I'm getting. How do you know when to move? I think I still love my house. It's getting away from me. Or one person said, who is purchasing her, her kid said she doesn't want to leave the house. And I made a comment to her and said, you don't want to leave your house. She says, I can't wait to get out of this house. I've been in it 50-some years. I can't wait to move. So again, instead of thinking about downsizing, instead of thinking about going much smaller, think of the word that I like to use, right sizing. I think it's a much better word. People are not always looking for less space. Sometimes they're looking for space that just works differently. Someone may be leaving a house with four bedrooms, but they're all upstairs, and discover that what really works is two large bedrooms on one level. Someone else may be happy to give up their garage and be happy to go into a condo or a co-op that has valet parking. Again, sometimes the next home just needs more entertaining space. Maybe they've got a dedicated hobby room, a guest room, a larger kitchen, or simply just a floor plan that fits the way you live today. Again, the goal is not to automatically make everything smaller. It's to make everything work better. So my definition of right sizing means going ahead, look at how you actually live, what will you need, what do you no longer need, and what would make everyday life easier. What you no longer need and what you make everyday life easier and much more enjoyable. That's a much better conversation to have. I want to right size, not downsize. Okay, I see that we've got two callers on the air. Let's take number two, Mark. And good afternoon, Mark. How can we help you?
Yes, good afternoon and shalom. Question is, sometimes you'll have a large family moving to the area. For example, they're looking for a place. If they drive more than one or two vehicles and all that. I mean, they don't want to be parking on the street. So they're looking for a home which adequate garage. I don't know if you ever had this type of question before. Besides the house and everything to consider, but because they're on the go and they are active and they want to find a place, I don't know, build an addition or something like that, if they don't have a facility to store their car, and, you know, let's say in the wintertime or something like that. So what advice would you give to somebody who is looking for adequate parking space on the property and all that? You know, if it's zoned properly and they have more than two vehicles, for example, like a large family. Do you have any guidelines that?
Well, I would say, first of all, if you are looking to move here in Baltimore, the first thing I would look for is homes that already have that two-car driveway or two-car garage, or homes that can be able to have that a possibility. If you find a home that doesn't have that, maybe you bring a contractor in to say, is it feasible to put a two-car driveway on this property or a garage? If you're in a on a small lot, you may not have room to do that. So again, it is, why not just go ahead and find a house that already has parking? Also, be careful when you find homes. Maybe they've got a driveway, but maybe there's no parking allowed in the front of the house. Maybe there's a lane that says no parking. That could be very detrimental if you're looking to be able to park all the time. So these are good things to look for when you're looking for a house. And I think it's very easy to find when you're looking on the internet or you're driving by houses. You can tell whether or not there's room to park two or three cars. Maybe you need more than that. Maybe you've got a company that's coming. Maybe you've got kids that are coming to visit that you really do need some more serious parking. We're going to take the other Mark. Thank you, Mark, one, for calling.
Thank you, Michelle. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We're going to take the other Mark. Good afternoon, Mark.
Oh, I'm not Mark, but yeah, I'm glad I followed him. He was talking about the parking for cars. It reminds me of an old story about my uncle. During World War II, when the gas prices got insane, his boss had a car called a Duesenberg. And these things were like 16 cylinders, so they were huge, long cars. And all my uncle had was a tiny garage. So this thing stuck out almost as long as twice as long as the garage, you know, parked in there. So, yeah, where do you find parking for a Duesenberg? But the real reason I called, though, you were talking about reasons to move. And I noticed something that happened that might affect real estate all over the country. And that's the safety standards for living near a nuclear power plant just got lowered by twofold. So if you have five megs exposure in a lifetime, it's now been doubled up to 10 megs exposure. So that might mean somebody living 150 miles from a nuclear power plant might be in danger with these guys screwing around with the exposure coming from nuclear power plants. Well, you know what I'm saying about real estate? The value of land near it is going to, twice? It's probably going to be a multiplier effect of devaluation within proximity.
Again, do your research if this is something that you are concerned about. That's not an area you want to live in. I think that's the main thing, the main advice I can give you when you're moving to an area. Maybe you should consider that. I don't think once you're in that area, you're going to be able to move that power plant. And it is of concern for some people. And I think you bring up a good point. Maybe somebody else out there who's listening has some ideas on how to handle that. Does that help, Mark?
This was only 2 days ago. It's the 27th of August, and I've got this from an NPR from their technology section. It's called Nuclear Regulator prepares to abandon a decades-old radiation safety rule, and it's called ALARA, A-L-A-R-A, as low as reasonably accommodating. It's not even as low as possible, it's accommodation. So as low as reasonably accommodating. And that's what I'm saying. And before Fukushima, it was 2 megs per year, or excuse me, 2 rem per year. And after the Fukushima, all of a sudden the Nuclear Regulatory Commission decided, oh, it's okay to be 5. Instead of 2, they decided to go to 5. Now they're going to 10. So this is real bad for real estate. It, you know, you can be delusional about whether or not you want to be living near a nuclear power plant, but if these guys now say it's okay to be 10, that means they can crank up these old plants that are 60, 80 years old. So, yeah, it's real dumb. And you've still got time to put a stop to it, but you got to squat.
Okay, Mark, again, appreciate your concerns. This is all about real estate, and yes, you are talking about houses near nuclear power plants. And but let's go on. We're going to go on to another topic, and I appreciate your call. Anybody has any feelings about this, give us a call. You're listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome, and our call-in number is 410-922-6680. One of the things I tell people, I've got a rule. I don't care how busy the market is. I do not think you should buy a house after seeing it one time. I have to give you a story about a couple that walked in. They saw this condo. It was not like anything else they had asked for or looked at. And I asked them, what is it that you like so much about it? And they started saying, we can see ourselves living here. I like the colors. It's move-in condition. And we'd like to make an offer right now. And I said, okay, but you've got to follow my rule. You've got to, I say you can't purchase a house without seeing it twice. Usually, two different days. But these people were ready to go. So what I did is I sent them out of the condo and I said, go look at the exterior. Go look at the party room. Go talk to the people at the front desk. Go look at where you would park your car. After you've looked around the building, please come back to see me. And I stayed in the unit. So sure enough, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, they come back, they knock on the door. I welcome them in and they said, we still love it. We want to buy it. And I went, great. You have followed my rules. You have now seen it twice. And they were just as sure the second time as the first time. Does not always happen like that. I have buyers who have gone to see homes four, five, or more times. Sometimes they didn't even buy. So you never know when you're talking to a seller, just because somebody comes back to see a house, or if somebody only sees it once, you cannot judge whether or not they're going to purchase that house. We are at that time to take our first break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 a.m. WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Looking for a good time to upgrade your appliances? Well, at Town Appliance, their big Labor Day event is happening right now. It's the perfect time to save and get ready for the upcoming holidays. You'll love their showroom packed with 70 top brands like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, and Jen Air. Plus, Mayer and Mayer are absolutely wonderful to work with. They'll keep you right on budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Be sure to ask about their flexible financing options. Visit townappliance.com today for more information.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680. One of the callers that I had during the week a couple of, maybe a month ago, just wanted a simple answer. And sometimes a real estate transaction sounds really, really simple from the beginning. What happened is that one person wanted to buy a home from someone she knew. In this case, it was a sibling who wanted to purchase a home from another sibling. And there was no big marketing plan. There was no searching. There was no bidding war. And the one sibling said, I just want you to pay off my mortgage. I'm not looking for extra money. I want to buy another house. I'm just looking for that amount. So just give me the amount of my mortgage, what I owe on it. Well, this transaction, when you did a little research on, involved multiple mortgages. It also involved a ground rent. So you've got to make sure how the property's going to be titled. You've got to arrange insurance, transferring utilities, reviewing settlement expenses, and making sure everyone understood the closing cost breakdown. Now, none of those things by itself is unusual, but they all have to be handled correctly, and they all have to come together at the same time. So when somebody says, well, just pay off my mortgage, that's interesting because the mortgage payoff that you have today is not the same as 2 weeks from now, and it has to be exact to get that done. People don't think that this private sale, they don't think it should be difficult. They think it should be very simple, just sign a couple of papers. But that's not the case. You still need to get the correct payoff. If there are any home equity lines, you have to have a title attorney, you have to have insurance, you have to change utilities, you have to find out if there are any liens on the property, you have to find out if there are any ownership issues on the property, and this can't be done in 24 hours. There are settlement figures to figure out. There are deadlines, all moving at once. You have to make sure the title is clear. You have to make sure that when the buyer and the seller know each other, that the clear paperwork protects the transaction and the relationship. So there's more than that goes into purchasing a home from somebody you know, skipping the real estate agent, etc. And when I hear, well, just give me the numbers, we're ready to close, takes a lot more than a simple calculator. And that's real estate. If anybody wants to ask questions about that, give me a call. It is not quite as simple as it seems, but it certainly can be made simpler for you by having the right attorney involved with this. So if you're interested, if you need an attorney, if you need a real estate agent anywhere, not just necessarily in the Maryland area, anywhere around the country, give me a call. Because of my vast networking right now, I've got real estate professionals all over the country, whether you need a lender or a title person, whether you need a real estate attorney, a probate person, that's what we do. This wonderful group of real estate agents that I participate in weekly, that's what we do. When we have somebody that's going to another state or someone who has a problem in another area, we use each other to find whatever it is that helps the person that they need. And that's one thing. Thank you, guys. I know several times that you have called me during the week, that you do have referrals that I've made. I know there's one that I need to follow up. I thought I had a good person for a follow-up and found out that that person never contacted the person who called me. That is not acceptable. I will reach out again. I will get another contact. I will find out what happened. It could be something as simple as we didn't get the message. Let me get to the bottom of it. Let me figure it out. But again, when I refer somebody, I want to follow up. I want to make sure that you also are happy with the person that I'm referring you to. So again, you need to buy a house. You need to sell a house. Let me help you find them if you don't already have that person. One of the things, an interesting thing that came up with was surveys. Now, most of the time we do get a survey when we purchase a house. What's a survey? A survey shows you where the property lines are. And we usually just get a simple boundary survey, which shows where the fences are, if you've got a garage, sidewalks, those kinds of things, just showing where your property is divided from your neighbor's property. Simple, simple, simple. Well, I have to tell you two stories about how this cannot quite be so simple. I had a home that I was selling. It was a seller, lived next door, longtime neighbors, friends, the whole, you know, long, long time, good friends. And when we got to settlement of selling the one home, the surveyor found that the sidewalk of one was over about 6 inches onto the, not the sidewalk, the driveway was over about 6 inches from one driveway to the other. Now, very simple. What difference does it make 6 inches, whether you've got 6 inches on the same side of the driveway or to the left or to the right? Shouldn't really make a difference. However, the person who was the neighbor who was not selling found out that they could actually stop the sale if he didn't give permission to use that 6 inches, if he didn't draw up the papers to make that legal. The buyers could not move forward to buy the house with clear title. So, what do you do? Something, you know, neighbors, years and years and years of friendship. One neighbor finds out, hey, I can stop this sale. And as I like to refer to it, this person was kindness impaired and decided that he would, I guess you'd call it almost a blackmail. He would give permission, but he demanded a substantial amount of money. That had to be done in order for them to get the clear title. Now, that's not a pretty story, and I'm sorry that it happened. And so somebody said to me, well, I bet the new buyers were really upset with their new next-door neighbor. And I said, absolutely not. There was no reason for the new buyer to even know anything about that transaction. Was not part of the deal. We made it seem very smooth for that person. Another one, when we had sold a home on a property, and next door there was a vacant lot owned by the same people. We sold the home. We did get a survey on that home, dividing it, showing where the division was of the lot next to it. And then years later, we went to sell just the land. And when they did another survey on the land, even though the buyers from the house had done a survey, they had just done a regular boundary survey, no reason to do a meets and bounds. The person buying the lot comes back and says their person who did the land, the measuring of the land, found that there was a garage or a shed that was maybe a foot and a half over on the neighbor's property. The garage shed was on the vacant lot, but a foot and a half, 18 inches, was over on the neighbor's property. So now what do we do? The seller did not want to hire an attorney to find out what her legal rights were. The buyers didn't want to put any more money. They'd already done their feasibility study, their well, their septic, their building envelope, city inspections, all of that, and they were not willing to put any more money before they purchased the house. So what do you do in that case? Well, do you get an attorney involved? We had a very, very savvy buyer of that land. And instead of making a problem, which could have been a real problem, he went over, he knocked on the neighbor's door. He said, hey, I'm going to be your new neighbor, but let me just show you what we found. And within minutes, the neighbor said, "No problem. What would you like me to sign? We're going to be neighbors for a long time. Of course I'll sign that." So here you had two situations. One should have been very simple. One could have been more complicated. Both of them worked out in different ways. So two surveys, two encroachments, two very different outcomes. It wasn't the measurements that mattered. It was the people involved that mattered. So again, so many things happen in real estate, so many things that you just don't see. I mean, that's why I'm here talking every week, and each time there are new things I'm learning in new situations. And I would love to hear from you if you've had any of these types of situations when you have been buying or selling a home. Real estate agents also, if you have something that you would briefly like to discuss with us call into the station, you can, if you don't want to go on air, you can leave your message or your question with Sarah right here. That would be great. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and it is time for us to step out and to take a break. And when we do come back, we do have a caller on the line, but right now we are taking a break. We're not taking a break right now. We are in just a minute. We have, as I said, we've got a caller that we will take after the break. Is that correct? Should we still wait? I have 2 minutes left, I am just told. Okay. I love live radio. Everything just goes so beautifully. Well, let's take Brian then, if we've got a couple of minutes. Good afternoon, Brian. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi, Margaret. It's Brian Masterson with Bay Capital Mortgage. I call your show when I'm in my office working, and you've hit on a good subject matter today.
Good. Now, I may have to cut you off, but I'll come back to you. Tell me what you'd like to talk about.
Sure, not a problem. Actually, this is a little bit of a personal one with myself, but on these surveys, yeah, as you know, but I think sometimes the consumer doesn't know, when you walk away from a settlement and the settlement agent says, "Well, here's your survey," if you really read the details of that, that is technically called a location drawing. And again, as you probably know, and it says this is not to be used for fences or adding or expanding your property. It's simply kind of a guess. This is about where the property lines are, you know. And when you go into the boundary survey, that's when you have an actual survey team out there, and they're plotting your corners. They pick out the four corners of your property and say, "This is exactly where you start and where your neighbors start." And this is where, at least in my situation, my particular area, I think she has a formal survey, but it's actually the location drawing. So these things can get a little sticky.
Okay. I want you, if you don't mind, stay on the line. Let us take this quick break and we'll come back. Do you have time to stay on the line?
Yeah, Margaret. I'm in the office working today. I'm just sitting here and listening to your show as I always do. Sure thing.
Thank you. Okay. You all are listening to All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680, and we will talk more about surveys when we come back from the break with Brian.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why it helps to know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround times, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. We are talking with Brian. Brian, who is a lender, correct? Brian, are you still there?
Yes, Margaret, I'm here.
Okay. Brian, tell us who you're with and how we can reach you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm with Bay Capital Mortgage in Annapolis, Maryland. And my contact number, if anyone would like to go deeper on some of your subject matter, it's 410-336-0806.
Perfect. Now, we were talking about surveys, and boy, are you so right. When you look at that location drawing, that is a location drawing, not a real survey, although we call them surveys, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right. You're 100% correct on that.
So we're saying, well, do you want a survey? Well, sure, I need to know where the fences are and whether my garage is encroaching or my driveway is encroaching. But then if you turn that over and you read the back of it, it says you may not use this to construct fences or use this. It really is not real. I mean, the lines aren't accurate. So
You're correct. There are disclaimers right on there because, like I said, unfortunately, I'm having a personal situation like this. And to, let's just say, someone that's not playing well in the sandbox, and she went so far as to move the stakes in the ground. So when you see someone's home, or you see these stakes that stand up with red ribbons tied to them, there are actual metal poles that are stuck in the ground near those stakes so that these surveyors can say, this is where the land starts. And they are identified with a code for that specific surveyor. This person had the audacity, and I hate to be talking so personal, but I want your listeners to know that these things can get sticky, that she actually moved the stakes, the official survey stakes, from a licensed surveyor. So
now that's one I haven't heard, Brian. So the homeowner actually removed the stake and or moved it. My goodness, we do hear everything, don't we? So how are you solving that?
Well, unfortunately, the threatening letter is going to have to come. I'm going to go with the honey over the vinegar and go and say you may misunderstand what you have from your settlement. But you have a location drawing. I suggest you read it, and then I'll have to put a little qualifier in there going, you know, should you not, and she extended some fencing on her part onto my property. This is wherein lies the rub. So people need to pay attention to these things, and that's why I really love that you brought this up today, because everybody thinks, oh, let me just do it the easy way. Well, if I wasn't an informed person by my trade, I could be 10 years down the road and find this to be a problem when I go to sell my home, you see?
Correct. Correct. There are sometimes these simple, what seem like such simple concerns, 6 inches for a driveway, a foot and a half for a garage or a fence, they absolutely can stop a sale or cause a great deal of havoc later on. And I love that you're calling in to bring this point up, because unless you are getting a true meets and bounds survey when you purchase a home, which is, I don't know, do you know the cost of a meets and bounds?
I think you're going to be upward of $600, but you're paying for, you know, $350 or $425 for just a location drawing. If you want to be absolutely certain, where's my property? Remember, this country was founded on where's my property? You know,
exactly. You know? So, but I mean, many people just say, in fact, the title companies have a place to check whether you want a survey or you don't want a survey. And most of the time, it's concerning because I see many times that those buyers just check, no, I don't want a survey. It's cost me another few hundred dollars and I'm already paying enough. Don't realize it. The other thing that you may or may not know, Brian, if you have a meets and bounds done and there is a issue with the land later on, like what you're having, I believe if title insurance was purchased, that meets and bounds covers you. I don't know, and I'd like to ask any attorneys that might be listening, that if the regular survey or location drawing, if you get one, does your title insurance cover fighting something like that? Do you happen to know?
Well, I was informed that since I do have the formal survey that from one of the title companies that I do some regular business with, that yes, that I would be covered under that. So I think I'm going to, you know, hopefully have to play that card. And you know, this might be something if we're outside of the purview of your viewers' understanding, these title policies they have in their closing package, keep them close. Know where they are because you may need them 10, 12 years down the road for something, you know?
Absolutely. I don't think we can stress enough that your settlement papers are to be put someplace safe. These are not, yes, maybe they can be looked up, but if you have a problem, if you have a situation, this is where you go back to. You go back to the original contract. You go back to the original settlement statement. You go back to the original surveys and everything that was involved in that transaction, because memory is not going to help you fight something like this. And
Yes, ma'am. We make buying a house a happy time, but there are legal ramifications, and you got to make sure that you're doing everything and protect yourself. That's really what we're talking about here, are protections.
Well, I'm glad that you shared this. I hope you'll let us know how it turns out. Maybe you'll call me afterwards and let me know the outcome. Appreciate your call. This is Margaret Rome. We are going to
Thanks,
be stepping
Margaret.
Out. We're going to be taking a break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. If you want to talk to me after the show, 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com, or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Looking for a good time to upgrade your appliances? Well, at Town Appliance, their big Labor Day event is happening right now. It's a perfect time to save and get ready for the upcoming holidays. You'll love their showroom packed with 70 top brands like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, and Gen Air. Plus, Mayer and Mayer are absolutely wonderful to work with. They'll keep you right on budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Be sure to ask about their flexible financing options. Visit townappliance.com today for more information.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. You can reach me at 410-530-2400 during the week. It's time for me to tell you about some real estate, some homes that I am selling. I think that's what you all want to hear about. I have a property that's coming on the market that's quite unique. It just looks like a small cottage, but it lives really large. It's got three living levels, three kitchens. It's got multiple outside entrances. It has flexible rooms. It's got a fireplace. It's got a beautiful fenced yard. It's got a patio. It's got gardens. It would be perfect for someone who needed, who had a large family, someone who had a blended family where the adults could live on one level, the teenagers on another, the in-laws on another. It's a quite unique home. This should be on the market in the next couple of weeks. And this one is at 650 Military Avenue, and that's in zip code 21208. That is near the Pikesville Armory. Also want to let you know that I want to say congratulations to Sandy, who is going to be purchasing 11 Slade, unit 308. I'm excited for you. Also, we have unit 410 in 11 Slade, which is a three-bedroom, two-bath with a full-length balcony. It has an open kitchen, stainless appliances, luxury vinyl floors throughout, and a beautiful planning desk. We also have unit 301, which is a dynamite corner, very large, three-bedroom, two-bath home. It's got an abundance of windows. It is an excellent opportunity. It has crown moldings. It has hardwood floors, tremendous amount of storage, washer dryer right in the unit, big balcony, beautiful, beautiful home if you're looking for a larger corner, three bedroom, two full bath with laundry in 11 Slade. We would really like to share more of that property with you. Another very, very special property that I have is, again, a bit unusual. You've heard me talk about my unusual properties. This one is at 17 Montview Court. That is in a beautiful, beautiful location. It's sitting on 3.5 acres. It is a stone and cedar, contemporary, maybe 7,000 square feet, as I mentioned, 3.5 acres, three finished levels, a huge private professional office with its own private entrance from both in the house and outside, a three-car garage, a huge lower level that will probably top any entertaining lower level anywhere in the state. If you're thinking about a large, wonderful, very contemporary, first, original owners who custom built this stone and cedar estate, give me a call. That property is at 17 Montview Road, and that is in the 21030 zip code. Can't really tell you all about it. Just too many exciting things. But give me a call after the show. I'll tell you more about it. Another property that I have that is very, very special, 6507 Shelrick Place, which is absolutely move-in condition. You could move in a week if you had the title work done. It has four levels, but the first level has got bedrooms, laundry, and a full bathroom, right, with no steps as you come in. Then you've got a very, very large open kitchen, living room, dining room, lots of windows, sliding glass door that goes out to the deck to a fenced private yard. Upstairs, you've got two primary bedrooms, two beautifully done bedrooms, large wall-to-wall closets, amazing storage, and you still have in the lower level a full-finished lower level that has its own full bath with tub and room for recreation, playroom, party room, etc. This home, again, is at 6507 Shelrick Place, and this is in Baltimore County. This is near Smith Avenue and Greenspring Avenue. Beautiful, beautiful home, ready to move in, completely redone, four new bathrooms, etc. Give me a call if that's of interest. Also, we have one home at 7617 7 Mile Lane in Pikesville. If you're looking for a home that you'd like to rehab, this one may be it. If you'd like to put some TLC into this home, give me a call. And it looks like we are at the end of the hour. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for calling in. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. And you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.